She Gets a Pod. My name is Shan. Hi. This is season 24, episode 29. Do women really care about size? Ugh. I feel like this is a revolving question that comes up every so often and would only be right if I answered it. And the answer is some do, most don't. But most men focus on the women who say it matters, okay? And personally, the horse carrier is not for me. You can keep that circus performing Guinness Book of World Records rod to yourself, okay? It's a no for me, okay? Even with my tonsils removed, it's a no. I've seen what women put in there. Okay, I've seen what comes out of there. Sometimes 12-pound babies, okay? Sometimes 8-pound babies come out of there. And y'all men have to chill. Because on the opposite end, under 4 inches, those men right there, I'm sorry, you got to focus on the woman who loves you only, okay? Don't focus on chasing the women that you got to convince. Focus on the women who truly love you only. Okay. And if you are 4 and up, just make sure you are on the same trajectory with that lady and you are honest and you let her know and she lets you know what she feels about it and y'all keep her really honest and you work with that. Y'all want to hear the breakdown? Stick around. And if you are in the office, I hope you don't have this on speaker because I'm going to be really honest, okay? Because I just want to clear this up because a lot of men are worried about inches that they will never get, that will never matter to the woman who really fucks with you, okay? Y'all worried about having more inches or having more things in life as far as money or status or power or homes or cars to suffice the fact that you don't have something that this woman is saying she wants. And the reality is the more men chase women who will never be satisfied, the more you're going to be upset with yourself. Stop chasing women who will never be satisfied. There are women out here who have a man who gives them everything. They go on vacations a lot. They go to parties. They eat where they want to. They dress how they want to. They can get their hair and their nails done whenever they want to. And they're still not happy. And they're still looking for more. And if a man has the right money, she's a green light for anything he wants to do with her. And that's the reality of it. So y'all have to figure out how to spend your time speaking and dealing with genuine women and like not the ones who are money hungry. And I promise you, you're going to have plenty more peace. All right. Stop chasing the body and chase that mindset and that character. Make sure you're talking to somebody with good integrity because a lot of these cute face women, nice body women. You are now listening to another Shambi Potten podcast, of course. And if you want to listen to the other podcasts, there are other options on shambipotten.com, such as We're Right with Shan, So What Page We On Be, Creator, Cozy Womb, She Gets a Pod, Call Me When You Get Off, The Real Relationship Rapport. You can also support all these podcasts by leaving a review and listening to the episode from start to finish. If you would like to purchase merch for these podcasts, you can on the Bonfire at the Shambi Potten spot, link in bio. Also, repost the clips when you see me post them. I appreciate it. Okay. And you can also subscribe to YouTube on the YouTube channel, Shannon Pods. Again, you can find me at Shambi Potten, hashtag Shambi Potten, TikTok, Twitter, IG, and the website, shambipotten.com. Now back to the show.
They ain't got it. All right. And you're just pouring into something that's going to make you upset. But anywho, we're talking about size today. Stick around. just so we're clear, the average wing size is 5.5 inches. Okay. 7 inches is cool. Anything more is a no for me. Okay. And anything between 5.5 and 7 inches with girth is great. All right. I don't understand why people are trying to convince society that they have a 12 inch. I don't understand why people are trying to convince people in society that they need a double XL Magnum, because you don't. Women have been putting their heads in that condom. You don't. And a lot of y'all who buy Magnums, they stink. And you don't need them because they don't fit. I don't know who told y'all. Y'all need that size? You don't. Okay? And the reality is, women can make their boobs bigger or they can make their boobs smaller. Women can make their booties bigger or they can make their booties smaller. Okay? So can men. Vaginal reconfiguring can happen with women. Vaginal HIFU is what they call it. It can happen. A lot of cosmetic surgeons are performing that now. If you are worried about vaginal dryness, you can take Slippery Elm. You can do your Kegels, squats, eat flax seeds more. You know, all of that helps. Take your moringa, up your veggies, all right? Hydrate yourself, coconut water, all right? There's all these things that you can do naturally to help your woman parts down there. But when it comes to men, I'm sorry, you can't grow more dick. So you're going to have to do your best with what you have. Women who push size, to me, are young-minded or young, okay? And a lot of men don't know how to fuck properly. And that's more of a problem than how big your dick is. The first issue is most men do not know how to perform or give foreplay. So you're already losing. Second issue is y'all are not mentally stimulating the woman you want to fuck. Second reason you're losing. Third issue is y'all fail at oral and technique, and y'all have this ego and this proudness that women have never complained. When a woman doesn't complain about something you do horribly, it's because they know this is going to be the first and last time they let you fuck. Women who do not care about you will never try to correct you. And this goes for women too. Men who don't care about you, who are only trying to use you for whatever they're trying to use you for, are not going to correct you or try to protect you by putting you up on game, by letting you know something needs to be better. So stop. So stop taking this idea that nobody has said anything bad about what you've done as if it was something good. Sometimes y'all leave women speechless that you suck at this at your age and you're not trying to be better. Because me personally, sabar, when I'm doing my studying on what I can do to the human body in order for another person to feel good at night with my door locked, I'm looking at hand jobs. I'm looking at blow jobs. I'm looking at what other things you could do with balls. I'm looking at massages. I'm looking at techniques and positions I can be in that might help a man. You know what I'm saying? I think some men just look at what they should be studying to get off, not necessarily to learn anything. Y'all should be looking to learn. And yes, by the time you're done learning, please help yourself, clean your hands, and go the fuck to sleep. But a lot of people don't care. And it's not only that you don't care, but if your size is not what it needs to be and your oral sucks and you have no foreplay and there's no chemistry, why the fuck would she want to deal with you still? You know what I'm saying? So again, y'all fail at oral. Your technique sucks. The fourth issue is men who only focus on size suck, because y'all think the size means you don't have to have technique. You don't have to have good chemistry with the woman. You just got to show up with big dick. No. Most big dick men leave women feeling beat down, in their holes, and not pleased. And you could keep that. Okay? Women who end up in relationships where the sex is not great, and the chemistry is not great, and the oral is not great, and there's no foreplay, they end those relationships. You could think you have the biggest dick in the world, and they're still going to end that relationship because it's not enough. I don't know who told you that was enough, but it's not enough. And based on size, she's not going to stay either. You know what I'm saying? I have had an experience with someone who needs to make that a molding and make money. He needs a check for what he got. Okay? It's insane. Would never. I don't know who he's going to be married to. Won't be me. Pray for that woman, her parts, because that shit is insane. Other than that, I think he's a great person. But in reality, I just knew, sir, no. I wouldn't be dealing with that on the daily. You could keep that. You got to figure out who likes what you got. It's not about making what you got for somebody else's likes. That's where y'all got it backwards. Okay? That's why it's not enough. What you have for someone who has other wants and needs, it will never be enough. Stop trying to make yourself enough for somebody who does not want it. Figure out who wants what you already got. A woman has to enjoy you and your company. A woman has to enjoy you for who you are. Make sure you are locked in with that woman. I promise you, women, all women do not need the biggest dick in the world to be pleased, because having the biggest dick in the world only has never pleased a woman. And if that's the case, there's lots of dildos that we can order second day shipping and have it here in the morning. Okay, I have 3 of them and they don't get used because, you know what I'm saying? If it ain't got balls attached, what am I supposed to do with this shit? What am I supposed to do with this shit? Okay, I don't get it, all right? It's a waste for me. Some women like it. Some women have a whole drawer full of them. Women just keep ordering them different colors, all types of shit. I really want men to stop feeling bad about their size. Focus on the women who like y'all first, then who you like. Take y'all time, build that chemistry. Learn about foreplay. Learn about giving a woman oral properly. And every woman doesn't like oral the same way. Learn her if you want to please her. I think a lot of the problem is y'all are dealing with so many women in such a short period that y'all can't even keep up with what she like. And then you wondering why she don't want to fuck with you, because you got her mixed up with the last bitch in technique. It is so much easier to like a person, learn a person, and stick with that person, and y'all just get better over time. But y'all be wanting to have rosters of shit. Y'all be wanting to deal with multiple people all the time and wonder why you got all these fucking problems. Take your time. Build that chemistry. Make sure you got techniques as far as pleasure, and go for it with consent. But I promise y'all, it is not always about size. It is really about technique, how you talk to a person, what chemistry y'all got, y'all foreplay. And if you are dating, constantly flirt with that person. If you are in a relationship, constantly flirt with that person. If y'all are long distance. She Gets a Pod will be right back after this message. It's fall again. Everyone's going to be bundled up hiding inside under their coziest sweaters, under their favorite throw, watching their favorite show. Because most people like fall, like me. You're supposed to be with people you care about, people you love, people who make you laugh. But what if you don't have those people? That returning dark cloud might be back. You don't feel in the mood for fun. You're missing people because, you know, you just don't want to be the victim again. You don't want to be the reason why everybody's sad or everybody stops having their fun because you're feeling a certain type of way. So you're quiet about it. But some of us need professional help that can be found on our phones or online. And when you're looking for that, you can always check out our sponsor, BetterHelp, and see what options you have to speak to someone and be heard, because we all have things that we're carrying that's a bit heavier than the next person. And usually fall time, when it gets a bit darker, when less people are available because their schedules are so busy, we need someone to talk to. So if you're looking for a safe place to just have someone to talk to who can professionally help you with the tools to work through your thoughts and feelings, try our sponsor, www.betterhelp.com/shegetsit. You can get 10% off your first month, so stop worrying and get the help you need today. Now back to the show.
Send the footage. Flirt, flirt, flirt. Make virtual dates if y'all want to keep it going. And if you don't, I promise you it's going to die out. The interest is going to die out. The good feels is going to die out. If you are in a marriage, I don't understand why you stop flirting with him. Why you're not flirting with her. Why y'all not going on dates. Why y'all not having staycations together and putting those kids with somebody y'all can trust. It should be a constant thing. For me, I'm sorry. I don't want no mundane, every day is the same thing. You do the same fucking positions, we fucking the same place. There has to be an adventure to it. There has to be a spontaneous level of a marriage for me to stay in it. I'm sorry. I do not want to know what you're about to do before you do it every time. Of course y'all gonna get to a point where y'all don't fuck. Of course y'all gonna get to a point where y'all don't want to talk to each other and say sweet things to each other, and you're not super lovey. Y'all are not dead. Y'all chose a marriage. You 5 years in doing the same shit, of course they're gonna get bored. Of course they're looking at other people. Of course they feel like they can't do certain things in front of your face because you don't do that anymore. That's the worst thing to hear, that somebody that really loves you and really cares about you is you don't do this anymore. There's always a reason why somebody doesn't do something they used to do that you loved anymore. Y'all got to figure out what's the work behind why you stopped doing it. And don't ever, for men and women, feel comfortable enough to stop doing what got them here in the first place. All right? It is not always about size, but for some women it is. But if you're really insecure about the size that you have, please deal with that. Build up your own confidence and step to a woman with confidence. Okay? Make sure everything else you can is great. Your oral is great. Your foreplay is great. The way you romance a woman is great. The way you show up in a relationship is great. Make sure she also has attributes that you like that she does that's great. Because your dick size cannot keep or lead that relationship. Okay? Please. Okay? Woo! Men, y'all gotta chill.